Beloved hearers of God's word, grace and peace to you from the one who was and who is and who is to come. Amen. I have three things this morning, again, that I'd like to lift before us. Can you hear me? Three things I'd like to lift before us. First, beginning with adding my own wishes for a happy Mother's Day to Grant's wishes. To all the moms and the grandmas, the aunts, the sisters, anyone who mothered us in the very best sense of that word, I want to wish a very special day this year. I wonder, who was it that taught us to wash our hands? Who was it that taught us to cover our mouth when we sneeze or to cough into our sleeve? For me, as a child, it was my mom. Who knew that someday these would turn into life and death survival skills? And yet, here we are. And I suspect that there were many other lessons that at least my mom taught me along the way that likewise have turned out to be survival skills that I didn't recognize at the time. Perhaps because we're socially and physically distant this year, I'm feeling more emotionally close to my mom, even though I'm not. Maybe it's the same for you this year. Moms who have little ones at home are especially heroic. We have a sparrow that lives in the birdhouse in our backyard. And in recent days, two of her little ones have emerged from their eggs. And all day long, all you see are their little mouths sticking out the hole at the front of the house, screaming to be fed, screaming to be paid attention to. And their poor mother flying back and forth and back and forth endlessly. I think that's what it's like about our moms this time of year, this time of social distancing. You have to be a teacher, you have to be the physician, you have to be the computer, you have to be the nurse, the pastor, the psychologist, and the list goes on. So I want to say a special thank you to all those mothers who are taking care of so many of us, and to apologize for the dirty dishes we leave around the house. Sometimes we don't throw our dirty socks in the hamper. We'll try to do better. We see you. We love you. Thank you. I also want to acknowledge all of those who have lost a mother or a grandmother, an aunt, someone special during the time of this COVID epidemic, and how painful, unimaginably painful it is to not be able to be by their side. And I just want to assure any of us who are worried about loved ones or who have lost loved ones, even in our absence, God is present with them, surrounding them with care and love and grace. Second thing I want to lift up, I think, comes perhaps from a combination of thinking about Mother's Day, thinking about the stay-at-home orders, and thinking about the dismantling of the tent cities in Victoria and Vancouver yesterday. Got me thinking about home. Got me thinking about not just my own home here, my family, but the home that I grew up in, a literal little house on the prairie, complete with roads and wide open spaces. When I close my eyes at home, it's there that my thoughts return. I wonder, when you come home, where is that place that your thoughts and your heart talk to? A home isn't an address, piece of property, or real estate. A home is a lot less tangible than that. It's a place of safety, the place of belonging, the place of feeling, memories, warm and hard, the place of love. Many of us long for a home that we might never have known. And yet somewhere inside of us is that longing and that restlessness. So we know that a home is a house. A house is a start, but a home is made up of the quality of the relationships that happen in the house, within that place. Our relationship with others, our relationship with God, and our relationship with ourselves. The psalmist this morning calls upon God to be a castle, to be a tower of strength. Jesus in our gospel says that there in the Creator's house are many dwelling places. Many places where we can call home, where we can find our place. In fact, Jesus, as the housekeeper, goes ahead of us and fluffs our pillows and turns down our sheets, prepares that place for us, not just after passing around the other side, but a home for us on this side. In the here and now. But I think it's probably in the epistle, First Peter, that the idea of a home is best expressed. All of these houses, all of these places where God might dwell, they're constructed, we're told in the epistle, by living stones. You and I, held together side by side by Christ, who is our cornerstone, who gives us strength and gives us a direction. If God is a castle, it's because we do our best to try to be a royal priesthood. If God is our strength, it's because we are strong together. And if God's house has many rooms, many places to call home, it's because we together make that happen. Person by person, living stone upon living stone, as we stretch our stony hearts and our stony bodies to make room for everyone. We create a safe place for all. So as the church in these days tries to figure out what to do with its buildings, what we need and what we can shed, I would hope that our theology of real estate always begins with the living stones, our people. Lastly, if we do seek a home, perhaps sometimes we ask, like in the gospel, how do we know the way to get there? If I'm looking for one of your addresses, well, I'd have to have my wife help me. I'd have to have her put into her device, her cell phone, the address, and there the GPS system would tell me exactly what roads to take, what turns to make. to find my way to your home. That global positioning system that most times prevents us from getting lost. Well, God calls us to have a JPS, a Jesus positioning system. As Christ says in our gospel today, if you know me, you will know the way. If you know who you are in relationship to me and where you are in relationship to me, Christ says, we will know how to find home, how to be home. So, when we get lost or stumble or fall, if our JPS, our Jesus positioning system, is working, we need not be afraid. I want to end then this little reflection by inviting all of us to turn on that JPS, the switch or boot of our computer or however we access it. Turn on our Jesus positioning system and invite him to chart that path before us, the one that leads us home, both now and on the other side. Come my way, my life, lead us.